At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, activists gather in Sydney to mark 10 years since the birth of Hong Kong's pro-democracy umbrella movement. Australians urge to reduce their food waste, and in the AFL, the Lions celebrate their grand final win with their fans. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sam Dover. Supporters of Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement have gathered in Sydney to mark 10 years since yellow umbrellas filled the streets of Hong Kong in what at the time was the largest mass campaign for democracy in the city. For 79 days, protesters fended off police pepper spray using their umbrellas as part of calls for genuine multi-party democracy. It became known as the Umbrella Movement, representing the biggest challenge to China since the former British colony returned to Chinese rule in 1997. Two of the leaders of the movement have been detained under the national security law imposed by China's government. Restrictions in Hong Kong have forced pro-democracy supporters to mark the anniversary abroad, including in Japan and Australia. In Sydney, this protester told SBS, as a young person born in Hong Kong, he feels the call for democracy still remains relevant.
The protest in 2019, I was definitely very aware of it. I followed the news frequently. I even participated in the protest marches in Sydney that year. Honestly, just seeing this, I felt like I probably had to stop for a little moment just to stand, pay my respects, just take in the significance of it all, because this movement was still something that I resonate very strongly with.
And new data shows Australian households throw out about 2.5 million tonnes of food waste each year, the equivalent of 7.7 million meals per day. The research was conducted as part of a 3.5-year project by not-for-profit charity End Food Waste Australia. The organisation is launching a national campaign to change consumer behaviour with the goal to reduce food waste by 50% by 2030. Campaign manager for the organisation, Mandy Hall, says there are simple steps people can take.
Things like storing food the right way, being flexible with your meal planning, so planning for those unplanned things and leaving some gaps in your meal plan for that last minute strongly desired takeaway that you know is coming. Learning to love and enjoy your leftovers and, you know, eating the oldest items in the fridge first, as well as considering whether or not you're buying or making, serving the right amount of food for your household needs.
Meanwhile, Services Australia has seen a more than fourfold increase in data breaches reported in 2024 compared to the year prior. The 49 data breaches reported in 2024 were as a result of scammers calling the government agency, which is responsible for Medicare and Centrelink, pretending to be someone else in order to access information. The information was revealed in a Freedom of Information request launched by a user known as CR, which was posted on transparency website Right to Know. Services Australia's General Manager Hank Jongen told The Guardian Australia that the increase over the last year was facilitated by the use of personal information stolen in other third-party data breaches in Australia and overseas. And advocates are calling for resources to better treat and diagnose chronic pain in children. The prevalence of chronic pain in Australian children is the same as the adult population, 20%, but the service provision is lacking, according to Chronic Pain Australia. The group represents 3.6 million Australians living with chronic pain. Chairperson Nicolette Ellis says the wait time to get an appointment at one of the six paediatric pain clinics in Australia is between 1 and 3 years, which means many children are not being treated.
Children can't be treated as many adults, and unfortunately what we're seeing is that there's a really under-resourcing in this space. So there's only six paediatric pain clinics, and many of the adult paediatric pain clinics are also helping to service this population. However, they have really unique developmental needs that need a tailored program that also helps support their parents and carers who are involved in their care.
And in the AFL, Brisbane coach Chris Fagan says the team is overjoyed to win its first premiership in 21 years. Hundreds of fans have gathered on Brunswick Street Oval in Melbourne to celebrate with the premiership players. After finishing sixth in 2009, the Lions then entered the AFL doldrums, finishing 13th, 15th, 13th, 12th, 15th, 17th and 17th, before Fagan was appointed at the end of 2016. Fagan says the team's comeback is a story of great resilience.
I know we've played finals the last 6 years, but last year was probably the first time I genuinely thought we had a chance to win it. I thought we were a developing team up until then. Last year was a big disappointment for us, but a day we were still proud of and that we learnt plenty from. That's how we've always approached things. We sort of keep trying to learn, keep trying to get better. And today they found out that if you do that, things can sometimes come your way. So good lesson in life for everyone, I think.
I'm Sam Dover, and that is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something. And to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.